3 years ago, Beijing vowed to put an end to the Made in China label that was being equated with cheap knockoffs. It's since spent billions of dollars on acquiring advanced technologies in countries with the brand name recognition China lacks, places like Germany. At first, Germans welcomed the Chinese investment into their recession-battered business sector, but now the German government is scrambling to curb Chinese control. NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson begins her report, part of an NPR series on China's growing influence around the world, in Germany's Rust Belt, at a transportation hub the Chinese are using to spread their economic influence.
Welcome to Logport, the end of what is referred to as the New Silk Road. Each week, 25 trains traveling 6,000 miles from China rumble into this hub in the western German city of Duisburg. They are packed with consumer goods like clothes and electronics. Giant cranes unload the metal containers from the trains and stack them. The towering rows stretch as far as the eye can see, but never stay around for long. They are loaded onto tractor trailers, which deliver the contents across the European Union. But the New Silk Road isn't exactly a two-way street. The trains are a lot emptier when they head back to China, says Erich Stacke. He's the German CEO of Duisport, the world's largest inland port, of which Logport is a part.
In the first years, four containers came in, one went back.
Stacke says the ratio is improving. These days, two-thirds of what the trains carry are Chinese imports, while the remaining third are European exports headed to China. But it's more than the lopsided trade relationship that has the Germans on their guard. The Chinese are snapping up firms in fields that Germany dominates, like engineering. The fear is China, as part of its ambitious Made in China 2025 strategy, is trying to dominate key industries, including robotics, electric vehicles, and solar technology. The takeover spiked here in Germany in 2016, with Chinese investors buying 68 German companies. Another 57 were bought last year. Dagmar Schmidt chairs the China-Germany Economy Committee in the German parliament.
When you realize there's a political interest in investments, then you need to look at those very closely.
Her government tightened controls on foreign takeovers last year, allowing Berlin to veto deals in which at least 25% of a business is at stake. Cora Jungblut is an economics expert at the Bertelsmann Foundation, who did a recent study on China's shopping spree in Germany.
What I suggested in the study is to lower the threshold from 25% to 10%. So it would make sense to say, okay, as soon as an investor from abroad acquires 10% in the shares of a German company in these sectors, like critical infrastructure, national security, because the investor appears to have a controlling interest in this company.
It's something the German economy minister is reported to be considering. The decision to put on the brakes on foreign investment was in part sparked by the Chinese firm Midea's purchase in 2016 of KUKA, a global leader in robotics located in the southern German city of Augsburg. But predictions the Chinese would shut down the company, eliminate jobs, and transfer its operations and technologies east proved unfounded, at least for now, says Michael Lepek, the director of the Augsburg chapter of the trade union IG Metall.
In the past, they copied a lot. But now they think they see that this is not enough. I think they are very interesting in our DNA to understand how we develop things, how we engineer things, how we construct things, not only to produce something.
He says the Chinese agreed to keep KUKA open and its jobs safe until 2023. Lepek says it was a different story for another Augsburg-based company, Ledvance, which has 650 employees and produces light bulbs sold in 120 countries, including the U.S. He says the Chinese firm MLS bought the company last year and is now shutting it down.
They bought it, I would say, because of the brand name. They bought it because they saw the figures and they said, well, it looks nice and we can do something with it. And after they bought it, it just goes down and down and down.
But Ledvance workers who spoke to NPR do not blame the Chinese for the impending closure. They criticize German companies and the German government for failing to keep Ledvance competitive. One of the Ledvance workers said he does have reservations about the Chinese buying more of Germany's top companies. He mentioned Daimler AG. Earlier this year, a Chinese magnate bought a $9 billion stake in the German maker of Mercedes cars and trucks. The Leadvance worker asked that we not identify him for fear of being fired and having his severance pay that is still being negotiated taken away. Daimler is a very important employer in Germany and affects our reputation around the world. Is what happened at Leadvance going to happen there next? To the north in Cologne, the mood is a lot more upbeat at the pharmaceutical technology company Romaco. The firm, which employs about 500 people at three German locations and one Italian one, builds machines used to make pills and capsules. The machines are sold worldwide. Romaco was purchased by the Chinese firm Truking last July. Not that you would know it looking around the factory floor. There's no sign of the new Chinese owners, nor does the Truking logo appear on Romaco products. CEO Jörg Pieper says his new employer recognizes that customers will pay up to 25% more for a Romaco product, which they associate with German engineering and high quality, than a Truking one, which is a Chinese newcomer to the pharmaceutical technology field.
Many Germans still have a kind of a view about China from 25 years ago. And absolutely, yes. There you had a lot of copies. You had, for the very few cases where you had Chinese ownership, there was quite often technology transfer, and then the European companies were closed. You don't see that in the last couple of years anymore because China has matured to a very large extent.
He believes German fears about the Chinese are largely unfounded, just like American ones about Japanese investors were in the 1980s when they bought up U.S. enterprises.
Reality will always be very different. And if you look where and how Japanese companies stand today in relation to the U.S. economy, it is a normal part of the business.
Pieper predicts Germans will eventually feel the same way about Chinese investors and companies in Germany. Soraya Serhadi-Nelson, NPR News.